During the morning service, I spoke about why we have to remember and commemorate the day when God granted us the Muasui water and reminded you of the significance of Muasui water and how God's power has been manifested through the shepherd, starting from the day we received the sweet water. 20 years ago, following the three rounds of trial, God promised us that He would grant us His power on an this all started with the Muasui water. As the first blessing given after the trials, Muasui water has such significant meaning to Mam Min. So today, we will examine how God gave us this Muasui water and how healing works have happened through it. Exodus chapter 15 features an incident where the bitter water of Morah turned sweet. Then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. Beginning in 1446 BC, Moses started off the journey into Egypt alongside his fellow Israelites. The journey was attended by about 600,000 men, and with women, little children, and the elderly included, it totaled approximately 2 million. By the way, as numerous Israelites passed through the wilderness, a problem arose. They ran out of drinkable water. 3 days passed like this. Then, by God's favor, they did discover a spring, but they found its water too bitter to drink. The Israelites began pouring complaints against their leader, Moses. Everyone, we shouldn't do so. They, you know, experienced the 10 plagues and got out of Egypt, and they also crossed the Red Sea. But as they face this incident, how they respond? They again complain against Moses. They shouldn't have done so, because they should have remembered all the works manifested by Moses. So they could have just asked Moses to notified Moses of their problem. They knew that Father God worked through Moses, so they should have asked Moses to pray for this. They should have, but they couldn't do so. They again complained against Moses. Moses then cried out to God. In response, God appointed a tree, and Moses heard that tree into the water. Consequently, something totally imaginable happened. The bitter water turned into sweet water so that the Israelites could drink it, which was an astounding miracle. Now, you just applauded because we have experienced such works ourselves. Just as Father God answered Moses' prayer, we've also experienced the same kind of work, so we can draw several lessons from it. The people, the Israelites, even after having experienced such many works, they again complained. So this is lamentable, right? But as their leader, Moses prayed for them on their behalf and brought down Father God's work. So it was, they were so fortunate to have such a leader. So we can draw lessons from this. So we should prevent ourselves from complaining. But we have to rely on God and bring down God's work. Our pastors as well. You know, Moses, as he prayed on their behalf, God heard his prayer and had mercy on them. Likewise, our pastors and church leaders should become such pastors and workers who can be loved by God. How thankful we should be. We should have more gratitude. So this is how God works. This is how God's answer comes. So through Moses' prayer, the totally undrinkable water turned into sweet water. And the same kind of work happened to us as well. But what's more amazing is the biblical miracle which was performed by God's servant Moses 3,500 years ago was manifested at this church the same way. 20 years ago, in March 2000, God turned the bitter water of Muan into sweet water. Being surrounded by sea, Muan Mamin Church had great difficulty gaining drinkable water. Nowadays, Muan built a bridge that connects the sea to the church. But from April, you can visit Muan Mamin Church. Nowadays, they have a bridge that connects the sea to the church. You know, but back at the time, Muan Mamin Church was located on an island. And it was away from the coast. So they couldn't get drinkable water. In this situation, the pastor at Muan Mamin Church and his members requested senior pastor to pray for this, trusting in God's power that even changed Mara's bitter water into sweet water through Prophet Moses. I'm really thankful to Muan Mamin Church pastor and their members because they demonstrated such faith. And as a result, we could see such great work. And they held on to God and they sang praises and made confession of faith. And also, senior pastor's prayer made it happen. They asked senior pastor to pray for the salty seawater to turn into sweet water. And Muan Mamin Church members even sang like, if our senior pastor prays, the seawater will turn sweet. They even greeted one another by saying, the salty water turned sweet, the bitter water turned sweet. Instead of saying, how are you doing? They, you know, greeted one another by saying, the salty water turned sweet. That's how they demonstrate their faith. You know, back in 1999 and 1998, when this church was going through trial, Father God said that this is a trial of blessing and He would work even more greatly. And senior pastor held on to that word and continually prayed. And after senior pastor returned from his mountain prayer, senior pastor prayed from the pulpit for this problem. As Muan Mamin Church members and the pastor requested him to pray, senior pastor was inspired to pray from the pulpit for this issue. God then manifested His power in a manner transcending space and time. He didn't go and visit Muan Mamin Church. He just prayed here. After he heard about the difficulties the Muan Mamin Church members were going through, he prayed here from the pulpit. And transcending space and time, the salty sea water of Muan turned sweet. Everyone, we have to think more about this. The power manifested here was much greater than the one performed by Moses. Why? The miracle at Mara, it was just spring water having turned into sweet water. But as for Muan's sweet water, the salty water flowing in from the sea is continually being purified, turning into sweet water. Father God is still working now. Moreover, the safety and excellence of the sweet water was verified by the U.S. FDA, demonstrating that it was the work of God. As Jesus said in John chapter 11, verse 40, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? When they shattered their frame of thoughts and displayed their faith, God worked according to their faith. But this was not the end. seen a pastor pray that whoever drank the water or applied it by faith would be healed of dermatitis or experience various works, so that the water would be made known across the country and all over the world, and numerous people would come and see God's glory. And God worked right according to his prayer. To our surprise, whoever drank or applied the water restored their eyesight and were healed of various diseases. Furthermore, dead trees were revived and people's hearts' wishes were answered. Such extraordinary works having taken place. With their spiritual eyes opened, people saw red, blue, white, and golden light emanating from the sweet water. Muas Manmin Church has been continually visited by people from all over the country who desire to experience God's power embedded in the sweet water. Guests from overseas countries also visited there, and many of them saw angels. They also submerged themselves into sweet water and had many experiences. We have such numerous testimonies. This demonstrates that Father God works even today. And we are being requested to send Muasui water to them. And they spare Muasui water. And they cherish it. I also urge you to cherish and treasure the Muasui water and give glory to God for that. We shouldn't just think, it just happened. But we have to know that it happened by God's great power, and Father God works the same way, and the Bible is true, and it has to, and Father God still works when we believe in His words and pray. The testimonies about the Muasui water are indeed amazing and diverse. First, from now on, let me introduce a few cases. First, let's begin with Pastor Mejia, whose eyesight was restored. Let me read his testimony. While ministering at Klama Prayer House in Honduras, he got convinced that if he only applied a Muasui water on his eyes, his eyesight would improve. So he applied the water on his both eyes three times. Then something peeled off of his eyes, and much to his surprise, he began to see things clearly. He became able to read even small letters which he couldn't see at all without glasses. So overjoyed, he threw away glasses which he'd been wearing for 10 years on the spot. This is a famous scene because he was so overjoyed that he broke his glasses. Actually, in addition, he had no child. As you look at the screen, he looks old, but until that time, he didn't have a child, but by receiving Senior Pastor's prayer, he was blessed with a child. I mean, it was back in 2000. Afterwards, I visited Honduras, and I met that child. The pastor introduced me to his child. He was a little boy back then. And after receiving the prayer, he was born. He received a blessing upon blessing. Next is the testimony of Oheneva Cho, who saved his wife in a critical situation by having her drink Muasui water. Around 2 a.m. May 14, 2008, his wife felt very uncomfortable and complained of breathing difficulty. The situation got drastically serious in an instant. Even though he called a doctor, he didn't arrive even after 30 minutes. His wife was dying with her face turning pale. At this point, something flashed across his head. He found out previously he was healed of dermatitis completely by using Muasui water. So he had kept some amount of Muasui water for future emergencies. So in that situation, he hurriedly poured the water in a cup, prayed in the Lord's name, and had his wife drink it. After a few minutes, his wife fell sound asleep and began breathing normally. The next morning, his wife came back normal and has been in good health. Also, there was a person whose oracle, you know, there is an oracle in our ears. There was a person whose oracle grew after she applied Muah sweet water. Sister Suhi Cho's oracle in her right ear didn't grow enough, and it ended up smaller than that of the other. Also, with her ear not big enough, she couldn't tuck her hair behind the ear. I think women members know what I'm saying. They tuck their hair behind their ears, but as for this sister, her ear was not big enough. But after she drank the Muah sweet water by faith and applied it on her ear, the oracle grew in a day and she could tuck her hair behind her ear. Also, the ear grew to the normal size in a year and a half. Let me share with you another amazing testimony presented by Seok Chol Park. After he used the Muah sweet water, a little plastic piece which had been stuck in his right arm for 15 years came out. 15 years ago, while he was working at a factory, plastic pieces pierced deep into his right shoulder. He bled heavily, was taken to a hospital, and underwent surgery to remove the pieces. But his right arm had continually hurt since then. Although this caused him discomfort, he considered that one of the after effects of surgery and didn't take it seriously. Yet, from one day, his right arm swelled up with intense pain to the point where he couldn't work properly. Trusting in the fact that people can be healed by applying Muah sweet water, he applied it on the spot where he had severe pain. Then, a blister began to form around it, and after about a month, as it burst with pus, he could see some object stuck under his skin. As he pulled it out, it was a plastic piece about 2.1 centimeters long. This has been in his flesh for 15 years. The doctors missed it during the surgery. And this was what caused his pain. Because he couldn't use his arm properly with the pain, he applied a Muah sweet water on his arm, but to his surprise, a blister started to form on that area, and it burst with pus, and this piece came out. After this was taken out, God removed the fundamental cause of his pain by getting rid of that plastic piece which should have been removed 15 years ago. Around us are many people who have been healed of atopic dermatitis, which tormented them a lot. Especially some young students are severely tormented by this. As they can't bear the itchiness and scratch, they suffer bleeding or oozing of pus. On top of that, they feel distressed and ashamed as they perceive how other people look at them. Those who are healed by the Lord all testify that after they tore down the wall of sins and received prayer by faith, they were healed of it very quickly. Once we are healed by our Lord, we have no scars, complications, or a recurrence. How thankful we should be. We've seen a wide variety of cases in which people were healed of lung cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, burns, shingles, etc. Particularly, a patient with shingles, once we get a burn, we suffer from heat, you know, and the skin inside is also damaged. But once we receive prayer, the Father dries away heat first, and then Father God prevents the cells and nerves inside the flesh from being damaged. We have seen many cases of this. Also, Particularly, a patient with shingles suffers from severe pain of a needle poking inside of flesh. It's such an intense pain. Once the virus spreads to his brain, he'd be in a critical condition. But we have a great many people who've been healed by using warm sweet water or receiving prayer from senior pastor. That includes our elder Pusam Kim. He was healed of shingles as well. And Father God worked through Muasui water that way. So Muasui water itself is amazing. But Father God protects us and answers us through Muasui water. Some people got beautiful creases on their eyelids after applying it on their eyes. Others were healed of hair loss and got a lot of hair. Other than these, an innumerable number of people have been healed of diseases or pain from accidents. It'd be impossible to list them all in a single day. Because we have performance awaiting, I cannot list them all. As for me, I've also had this experience. I got more beautiful skin through Muasui water. Back in my childhood, my skin was rather dry. So in winter times, I had some skin trouble. My skin got drier in winter times and had some skin. That caused some skin trouble. Back in my 20s, even when I put on makeup, because my skin was dry, the makeup. But after applying Muasui water, my skin got better. Nowadays, even without putting on a makeup, my skin does not get dry nowadays. I think you also have many of such testimonies. I urge you to have a time to thank God for this. I'm sorry. Muasui water works even on plants and machinery. There was a farmer who soaked the seeds into Muasui water, and then after he sowed those seeds on his field, the seeds grew up well and it survived the drought. Among our church members are farmers, and by using Muasui water in their farming, they enjoyed abundant harvest. Another farmer soaked cabbage seeds in it, and later on, the seeds grew into big cabbages twice the normal size. This is truth. We can testify. This, you know, that old farmer, would she tell lies? We don't give them money for, you know, giving us testimony. All this is truth. After using Muasui water in their farming, they enjoy such harvest. Also, 1,700 chicks on the verge of dying revived after being fed with Muasui water. The chicks were on the verge of dying, but they were fed with Muasui water, and then they revived. They got strengthened and grew well. Also, after the sweet water was spread on pine trees, they grew well without blight. Also, we have many cases where after Muasui water was used on plants, the plants grew well. Also, when it was used on broken refrigerator or CD players, they began operating. We have many of such testimonies. Do you remember? We shouldn't forget them. It's the work performed by Father God. How amazing and marvelous these are. And if we keep our faith in them and act accordingly, we can still experience them. We are living in another world like this. We are living in a special space, a form established by Father God. The worldly people don't know about this. So how lamentable this is. So this church should stand up and shine the light and glorify God. What is more remarkable is that in the Muasui water, freshwater fish and seawater fish can live together. Except for a few species, freshwater fish cannot survive in seawater, and seawater fish cannot live in freshwater. Because the optimal living conditions for each species are different, it's never easy for them to live together in the same water. But, you know, in the same water, which has the same conditions, this is impossible. But as we study the Bible, we can find that freshwater fish and seawater fish survived the Noah's flood together. We hadn't realized the fact that seawater fish and freshwater fish lived in the same water during the Noah's flood. You know, the fish were not put into Noah's ark, but such extraordinary works are taking place even today through Muasui water. In the Muasui water aquarium, freshwater fish swim around alongside seawater fish. This demonstrates how all kinds of fish survived the Noah's flood, and it verifies the authenticity of the Bible. Recently, we couldn't operate the Muasui water aquarium, but soon enough, we will again have this sweet water aquarium, and the world will be astonished. So it was very interesting to see, look around the aquarium. It was loved by the church members. So when new people came to this church, and when they saw the aquarium themselves, as they visited the church and looked at the aquarium, they were so impressed and began attending church. There were such cases. There were people who confessed that, "I decided to come to church after looking at the Muasui water aquarium." The story is about the Muasui water having covered by the overseas press and the media, such as ANS, GNA, and so on. Healing works happened, and even dead animals revived, and even plants grew well, and even machineries started operating. Most of all, Muasui water demonstrated that the Bible is true, so that we can have great faith. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God who accomplished such great works. Let me conclude the message. Brothers and sisters, if we share these numerous testimonies about Muasui water with unbelievers, would they accept and understand them? Would they understand them? Some of them would say, "Don't tell a lie. That's nonsense." They would become mystified. Even though we are telling the truth, they wouldn't believe it. Good-hearted people would open the door to their hearts and accept them, but some people who would refuse to believe or give attention to such works. But I assure you that all these works are true and for real, and they are absolutely biblical. If people view these works without understanding of the spiritual realm, they would find them totally incomprehensible. But from a biblical viewpoint, they are absolutely normal. Furthermore, they are normal. But at the same time, they are so special. We have to keep them in mind, carve them into our minds. Furthermore, once they understand the spiritual realm, they can figure out all these things, all these works. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 tell us, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts and spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. Because of you, mommy members have directly experienced all these works and believe them, how blessed you are. Even if a problem arises, because you have faith by which you can rely upon the living God and receive healing and answers, there's no need for worries. Even though you haven't experienced such works yourselves, by hearing others' testimonies, by seeing what others experience, you can possess stronger faith. So how thankful you should be for this. Thus, just as David proclaims in Psalm chapter 9, verse 1, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. We should always remember the signs and wonders God showed us and share them with people around us. Not just today, when we offer this anniversary service, but all the time. I urge you to keep in mind that what He's done for us and give thanks. I pray that all of us will stay thankful for God's company and His guaranteeing us with amazing signs and wonders and give glory to Him.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.